Oh yeah, well, it's a pleasure to be here. Pleasure to talk with you today, and
Cool.
I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, definitely. And what I want to first find out is what business are you building online?
I'm building a social media marketing agency who specializes in painters and artists, growing their businesses online
Right.
and spreading their reach on social media, like on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Right.
And yeah.
Is that in the NFT space as
I
well?
want to tell people stories. I've been looking into that lately, and it's piqued my interest, and I think
Yeah.
I'm going to eventually get into it because I myself am an artist, and this monitor right here is
Cool.
actually an Artist 22 Pro, not sponsored, but it's actually a really good monitor where I could use this right here and just draw on
Ah, cool.
Photoshop, Adobe Photoshop, yeah,
Right, so you do
and do
the
my own
technical
graphic
side of it as
designs.
well. Yeah, I thought it's like
So
boys and toys. I suppose that's quite a cool toy to
yeah.
have.
Right, of course.
Before all the online things, what did you do for a career?
Was in the Air Force for about 3 years. I was in the Air Force, and then when I got out, I ended up working for Toyota, the manufacturing company.
Yeah.
And after a while, I was just like, man, I could be making so much more money, for the rest of my life, or I could just be making this much money for 30 years and then retire, like
Yeah.
I just
So
didn't
what
see the
age were
goal
you
of
when
the
you thought
benefit of
that?
that. This was the beginning, this was last year, the end of last year.
Right.
So January is when I started this business.
Cool.
Right, so everything's pretty recent. I was 17 when I joined the Air Force,
Yeah.
and I got out when I was 20. Yeah.
Right, and then started your own business from there online.
Right. And
Yeah.
I started to, reach out to my resources to learn what it takes in order to start that business. And here I
Cool.
am.
So what was your first steps like when you left the Air Force to say, right, I'm going to start a digital business online? Where did you go to sort of learn the first steps?
Well, my friend, he has a marketing agency, right? And I called him, and I was like, I wasn't interested at first. I was like, that doesn't sound like anything I'm interested in. And I was asking him for help and resources for how I could start. And he wasn't picking up the phone. So so my brother actually made a friend with skating, right? And this friend, he's like a professional in like growing people's YouTube channels.
Cool.
So he once owned a marketing agency. Now he's making a lot more money doing other stuff.
Right.
And I asked him for some information on where to start. And I was like, okay, where do I go from here? I had stuff written down on a piece of paper after that phone call. I was like, where do I go from here? I'm like, okay, so calling people works. So I'm just gonna start calling people. So I just
Right.
started cold calling as many people as possible. I didn't know who to call next, so I called the Chamber of Commerce, right? And
You gotta start
I was like,
somewhere though. It's
so
worth you at least you're
yeah,
trying, right?
exactly.
That's the thing. You're giving it a go. You're not sitting still thinking, right, what should I do? You gotta get out there. It's exactly what you did.
Right. So I called the Chamber of Commerce, and I was like, so do you guys have anything to do with like social media marketing, and
Yeah.
they're like, actually, no, we don't have anybody in that area, but we do have other resources that we can, and they were trying to sell me on like
Yeah.
paying for their membership, and I was like, no,
It's not the direction I want to go in,
so I was
no.
like, okay, so yeah, so I learned something from that. I learned, okay, they're a community of business owners. There's other communities of business owners out there, and I could find the ones that are like my business, right?
Yeah.
So I ended up finding Agency Lab with have you heard of Joe Kaplan?
I haven't known.
No. So he has a it's called Agency Lab, and it's a community resource of like agency owners with 10K plus agency owners who make like do that for a living. And I ended up joining that. And from there I was able to get a lot more information for how to start my business, and how to develop a sales script, and how to develop like SEOs, and how to develop all sorts of things for my business.
Right. So did you have to invest in training to learn these skills, or did they teach you for free?
I invested my own money into this, and I think it was a well worth it. I'm not gonna, you know, sell their product or anything, yeah. but you know, I think when starting off, the most you should invest into is not Bitcoin, is not like, you know, making more money for in these other like investments. I think you should invest into mentorships. That's where you should invest most of your money when you're starting off,
educate
so that yourself. You can learn how to educate yourself, you know? And when people say treat yourself, like with your money that you're making, what they mean is treat your mind, not your, you know, your food and like,
fancy good, cars like really good and food things, yeah.
And like really nice clothes. Yeah. Fancy cars. You want to treat your mind until you're able to afford those things.
Yeah.
Like, on the free, you know.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, did you think that you struggled at first, like for myself, to invest in myself? Like, it's quite a lot of money to invest in some training for myself when I've been brought up to exchange money for goods all the time,
right? So yeah, it's a pretty big step in a pretty big step in financial decision to you know, put all that money towards something that not going to have any monetary value, you know.
Yeah.
And for me, it was just like a necessary thing, you know, because if I didn't do that, I wouldn't know the next steps to take, and I'd be stuck at the bottom, and I wouldn't know how to develop my business, you know. So I think I never really regretted that decision. And I just think it's just the best idea ever to the what?
You went with it, you invested in it and thought, right, you're gonna make that pay, and then carried on learning.
Right, right, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
So with your learning, was there people that influenced you along the way? Maybe people that you followed?
Right. Have you heard of Mike Black?
I haven't, no.
No? Okay, there's a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of people on this planet. I don't expect you to know.
You follow something.
So yeah. Mike Black, So he initially inspired me to start my own business. Like, I was inspired by all sorts of things. I was inspired by Mike Black. I was inspired by wanting to you know, have financial freedom. And I was inspired by, you know, wanting to help my father. And I'll get into these things, right? But Mike Black, okay, let's talk a thing at a time. So Mike Black, he did like a $1 million comeback, and he was like, okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna drain my bank account to zero, go under a new name and go as like no credit, right? Well, and he started fresh. Completely over in Austin, Texas, in the peak of COVID. And he wasn't able to get to a million due to like some other like factors that played along throughout the year. But what he did get to is $40,000 a month. And I think that's, you know, substantial.
Still and a I think that's, a, yeah, definitely.
I think that's a good achievement. And it's a light, a beacon of hope for people in the midst of COVID who lost their businesses. True. You know?
Yeah.
And if he was able to do it as a homeless person, yeah. If he did, and he recorded the whole thing on YouTube, you know, and if he was able to do it, there's no excuses.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good thing. Like Mike Black, you say his name was.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike Black.
I'll have to look into him. So what was it that made you choose sort of to go online rather than, I don't know, leave the Air Force and get a job doing maybe a plumber or something like that?
Well, my certifications, I'm an electrician mechanic, right? So right. I did go with Toyota for a bit, and I did manufacture cars, and that's just not my thing, you know, like it was my grandfather's thing. He was an electrician mechanic in the Air Force as well.
Yeah.
But he was a crew chief. I was an aerospace ground equipment ranger. And basically it's kind of funny because me and his job were the ones butting heads, you know. They would use our equipment, and we'd tell them, hey, don't press the emergency shut off button, you gotta follow the steps, you know,
you gotta do it as a sequence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that was the equipment that was working on the jets, you know.
Wow. And so it's quite an interesting job as well, though.
Yeah, it was. It was a very fun job, you know, driving on the flight line, having to report to the tower every time you had to cross a runway, mm-hmm. you know, and delivering these pieces of equipment to the jets themselves.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fun and interesting and a lot to learn from the mechanical aspect. And going into there with my grandfather teaching me everything he did.
Oh, was he working alongside you as well?
No, he had taught me my whole life. Right. Like,
you had a step that you were molded for that position.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Like, he never let a single person work on this house or his truck. He worked on everything.
Right, he's independent then, yeah.
And I was there right next to him. Go get me this, go get me that, you know, he'd have me go get the tools.
Yeah. So you were used to maybe learning from someone older than yourself or someone having a mentor anyway.
Yeah, that's right. You know.
So have you invested in the training, and was it sort of plain sailing, or did you find there were struggles along the way?
Of course, there's always going to be struggles, you know, and I'm still struggling right now, just as, you know, any other person could in life, mm-hmm. you know, and what it's about is having the mindset of continuing through these struggles, because if you don't, then you'll fail. You need to be headstrong and push through any sort of like life pain or emotional pain that you could be going through this. But if you know your health is not right, if your family's health is not right, then you need to put your focus towards them, you know. But but always, like, if your health is right, if your family's health is right, there's no excuse.
Having your head that giving up's not an option.
Yeah, exactly. And I was always a never give up person, and I think people should invest into that mindset, you know.
Right. Did that mindset come from your granddad, do you think, or from the Air Force?
I think it came from my mother.
Right.
You know, when I was 15, she passed away. Right. And I just put it in my head, like, whenever I was like running on track, like not track, it was P, right?
Yeah.
And it was the pacer test. It was like 1, 2, you know? Yeah. And I put it in my head, don't give up for her. Do not give up.
Your mother's always watching you then. You knew this in your head as
exactly.
well. And she was like, carry on, Gavin, carry on.
Yeah. So from there on, I always never put that in my head to never give up no matter what, you know. And it wasn't just for her after a while. It was for myself, you know.
The thing is, your mom was teaching you things even though she passed and she was still there. That's a brilliant thing as well.
Exactly. You know, and then I carried that with me through the Air Force, you know. Whenever we did PT in the Air Force or I was having struggles emotionally because of the pain that we'd go through just by being away from our families, mm-hmm. I put it in my head, don't give up. I'm doing this for my family. I gave myself a reason not to give up. And you have to do that sometimes. You have to think, okay, I have to do this for something. I have to do this for my financial freedom. I have to do this for my future. If I don't do this, I will not have a future. And I will be working at Walmart my entire life.
Yeah. And that's enough to put you, to get you, kick your butt back into shape.
Exactly.
Definitely. You don't want to be sitting in that same position.
Yeah, you know, like
a lot of people are like, because they do go through life in the same position, a bit like Groundhog Day, do the same thing. And this is what I felt like as well. I did the same thing week in, week out. And being your own boss, you do come up with challenges. You come up with struggles. But it's how you overcome them that matters. And it makes you feel proud inside when you do.
Right, of course.
Yeah. So with a lot of people that are out there that are maybe, I don't know about yourself, sort of thing, maybe talk to people that say, right, what's the way to make money online? Like, what is the easy way? What's the magic pill? In your opinion, did you sort of think that as well when you first started out online? Think it's going to be easier than it was?
Yes, I guess I did. I guess I did. I thought, okay, so I could just find someone that's going to want my services and hire someone to fulfill the client work. Easy. But no, you have to have.
It looks so simple.
Yeah, you have to have a good deal. You know, you have to have a really good deal to show that person and be like, hey, what do you think of this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have to sell them on that. You have to be the face of your business. You can't just rely on like hiring someone to be the face of your business. I mean, you could, but
you got to build your brand, haven't you, from the ground up in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, a lot of people out there, the entrepreneurs that have got a lot of people working for them that can do their sales calls, that can do their closing, but you've got to start somewhere at the bottom. Yeah. Do it all yourself to know how it's done.
If you don't know how to do that, then who are you in your business?
Help you ask someone else. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So there was there any books that you read along the way that you think inspired you?
Books. I'm a big like YouTube guy. I'm a big like just looking stuff up and reading things online. And
you're a younger generation kind of person, aren't you? As well.
Yeah. I looked at webinars. I watched the video
masterclasses and things like
that. Masterclasses, right? Yeah. I watched a lot of masterclasses, and I just thought books was kind of too slow for me. You know, I have ADHD, right, and I got to read one page four times until I'm able to get that right.
Yeah, concentration. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what do you do to, when you watch your videos or maybe listen to the videos? Do you do training or something as well?
I'm taking notes. Like I'm taking notes of, and like if I'm in class mode, you know, I'm like writing down what this guy's saying, what the guy's saying, and what I'm like, I know I'm gonna forget this stuff at the end of it. You know, I know like by the end of it, I'll be able to take some information with me, but I'm not gonna remember everything he said.
Yeah, and there's a lot of all in because so much information sometimes.
Right. So you have to like really study. Like what worked for them and how you could apply that for yourself and, you know, change it up, you know, and after I've developed like pages and pages of like notes, I started typing them up. I was like, okay, let me type it, you know,
way it's like going back to school.
Yeah. And you get it back in your head, you know, you get it in your head by writing it down two times on the computer and on paper, you know? Right. And that's what it's like, you know, going back to school.
Yeah, get it imprinted in your mind.
Right, right.
Yeah. So if you were to go back, say, I don't know, right back to the beginning when you first started again, are there any lessons or challenges that you think you didn't need to learn?
That didn't need to learn.
Yeah. Like you maybe had a lesson like for myself. I listened to some of the wrong people that said, hey, get this link and just put it inside of groups. Yeah, that doesn't work. That's spamming. Now I know that.
Right.
So the lesson that I wasted a lot of time thinking that this was the how it was going to make me successful. This was going to work. This is what was going to happen. And I maybe spent a couple of months doing it until I realized I was damaging myself more than anything.
You don't want to waste a lot of time on misinformation. So when you learn something, you want to try it out immediately. Does this work? Let's find out.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Throw it away. Next a new thing. Let's figure out what does work, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't waste a lot of time with misinformation because I didn't have time to waste.
Right. You were quite adamant. I suppose is that the discipline inside, like say you got from your mum as well.
Right.
To say, this is something that doesn't work. Stop, start again.
Right.
You've got time to waste.
Exactly.
So with working online and having an online business, what do you think is the benefit to you personally to rather than working at Walmart, say?
Well, I mean, you could work at Walmart for 30 years and get a retirement plan, you know, and you can have that life if you want. But me personally, I can like start my way to start getting financial freedom and giving my family everything they could ever want without having like a very tight budget of like Walmart pay. You know, and then not just that, but in the society we're living in right now and the economy we're living in right now, you need like multiple jobs in order to sustain like a family of three. And my grandfather, when he served 20 years in the Air Force and 20 years in Boeing, and he was able to give us, well, this beautiful house here. I'm in my brother's room at my grandma's house right now.
Right.
I don't live here. I'm just in my office.
Yeah.
but this house is a lot. You know, and whenever I grew up with them, I always looked at everything in this house and I looked at the house itself and I saw all the work he put into it for us. And I just knew it took work to get there. And that's what I had to do
as well. I think the older generations, like my dad as well, they were born in them to work hard sort of thing. And that's what they did all day, every day.
Right. And that's what inspired me. You know, this house is what inspired me. Everything that he provided to us. And my grandma would tell us to, we would say thank God, and then we would say thank our grandpa sitting right there.
About God, but thank God for grandpa.
Thank God for grandpa. exactly.
So that's when you think it's quite different, that like the day and age now, because obviously when our grandparents were alive, they didn't have the opportunities to build an online business. But do you think now the opportunities with online, like, I don't know, like there's so many young children that are doing YouTube channels, and they'll never have a 9-to-5 job. They'll never know what it's like to struggle like our grandparents did. And this is why we've ourselves have ventured into the online. So what do you think stops a lot of people venturing online?
I think a lot of misinformation of you know, what you could do online, and a lot of the lack of need to know, because they're like, okay, I can make money here at Walmart. I can make money here at Sam's. I can make money here. You know, they look outside. They look at where they can visually see and what they can do. And I think a lot of the younger generation is doing is they're seeing how much money people are making online, how much money people are making on NFTs, and how much money people are making on
YouTube and things.
Yeah, on YouTube, and like just hearing from friends, you know, and a lot of people it's piquing a lot of people's interest right now.
Yeah.
And this is where they're starting to want to learn, but then they get comfortable with what's outside. They get comfortable with what they can see.
They're trading their time for money.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just think comfort is what's stopping a lot of people.
Yeah, getting out of your comfort zone. I've got teenage daughters myself, and they're not interested with the online stuff because they can go out and get their money and then go out and spend it, sort of thing. So they're going to get trapped in the maybe cycle that I was in as well. Well, hopefully they educate themselves in the long run to do something different. But I think so many people follow that cycle as well.
Yeah, and I think when these younger generations, when they see younger people also doing these things, then they also get inspired because they're like, wait, what? You're my age and you're making that much money? I can do that?
Yeah, I saw a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Was he 14 or 12? I can't remember. But a young lad in London, he made $400,000 of NFTs.
Wow. Yeah.
He's 12.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I heard of a female doing the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. He's not the only one. Isn't it? Like, you think, whoa, if I actually... Well, I'm going to say if I looked into it, because how the hell is 12? How did he learn to do this at that age as a clever kid?
And I think just starting is what will, you know, pique your interest in opening new ways of making money.
Yeah.
You know, because you're like, I can make money this way. I wonder what other ways I can make money.
Like your friend as well. He started out in social media agencies, He escalated onto something else. It opens up another avenue of what you're learning.
Exactly.
There's not just one thing to stick to. Like maybe someone starts with affiliate marketing, but then they go into coaching or into podcasting, into YouTube, and there's so many different avenues that you can go from with online, I think.
Right, of course.
Yeah. So do you have any sort of hobbies or anything that you use up for your spare time yourself rather than just working online?
Well, I think it's very important to have a hobby while you're running a business, because if not, then you could lose yourself. You could get way too focused and drained out. You know, you could drain yourself completely and you won't want to keep working, you know? I'm a man of focus and like pure dedication. So
do you meditate at all?
Meditate?
Yeah.
I used to meditate.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about meditation. It's like, and I think there's a guy called Jay Shetty.
I think
a lot of his videos pop up. So I've been watching that thinking, well, I'll give that a go because it sounds like a good thing to do.
Yeah, I think that's really worth dedicating some time to. I've meditated in the past and it helped me through a lot. Like after my mom passed away, I meditated a lot and just cleared my mind. And it was just, it's hard to clear your mind when you have ADHD and just everything's running through your head.
You're going 100 miles per hour all the time.
Yeah. It took me days to fully understand how to do it. It took me days to clear my mind.
It's a thing to learn, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And you really have to be good up here in order to be good out here. You know, you can't fake it. You can't fake it till you make it.
Well, this is the thing. Well, a lot of people do.
Yeah, a lot of people do, and they lose themselves.
So with your social media agency then, So where do you aspire to be? Maybe in, well, so what I'll say to people, like, in 2 years, they say 2 years, they only plan ahead for 6 months, or yeah. Well, how far do you plan ahead?
Oh man, I plan ahead 20, 50 years.
So, okay, let's work back. So, where do you see yourself in 50 years?
50 years? Oh, yeah. Maybe a skyscraper somewhere.
Yeah, top penthouse.
Yeah, yeah, well, with my good. Vacation home.
For the good things, eh?
Well, 50 years, I'll be a little, you know, in a log cabin somewhere, just chilling out with my family.
Yeah, a log on every now and again.
Yeah, being a here in Texas, I'm a little bit of a cowboy, so I like
right.
I like old school stuff, like camping out and then doing fires and
man, yeah, you're a bit of an outside fire. Person as well. Yeah, I like being outside, yeah. Sort of thing, fresh air, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So what about maybe a year or so then? Where do you see your business being in a year?
So I see my business in about a year. You know, I see some financial freedom. You know, I see being able to afford. Like a car for my wife. I like freely, you know, like I could probably get like 3 cars for my wife by then, but I want to be safe.
You don't want to be sort of tied down to say like, yeah, you want this car, but we can only afford that car. You want to say, right, get what car you want.
We don't have to be tied down. You know, yeah. I see myself in 2 years, not tied down to what I can afford. You know, right. I see myself in 2 years, not tied down to thinking about, can I get my son this? Can I take my son over here? You know, can I afford, you know, to take my son like across state to see like Disneyland like 3 times? You know, I want to be able to do that.
You want to be able to treat your family. Then this is what and you're doing the little for. Then yeah,
right. That's a big inspiration for me. Being able to give them what I wasn't able to get when I was young. You know, because I was stuck in this house for a long time. You know, and. And I want to be able to give my family everything that I never got. Yeah. And my wife thinks the same thing because she grew up kind of the same way I did. She grew up a little bit less fortunate than I did. And she has the same inspirations to be able to give.
To give best. Yeah. How old are your children at the moment?
My daughter, she's a month old now.
Oh, right, proper young then. Yeah. I was going to say, do you sort of inspire them to maybe build online as well? Because a lot of people start young with their children and teach them about maybe YouTube or TikTok. But a month old, she's probably just interested in food.
Yeah. And then my son, he's 3 now.
Right.
And he's smart, there you go. Man. He can play video games like on an Xbox controller and he knows what all the buttons do.
I mean, they grow up with it and they don't realize the skills that they've got, how good they are at it.
Right.
And what they can do in the future is, well, they could be anything they want.
And a lot of people, I think, here's a parenting tip for all the parents out there. Yeah. I think you need to tell your kids what they can do and not what they can't, you know, and tell them they could do anything, because that's what I was told by my father. And, well, I believe I can do anything.
Be anyone. Exactly. You can at that age. And there's a lot of people out there that inspire, like people that have come up from nothing and nowhere. And you can sort of see that they were living homeless. Maybe like this, what was the guy you said about earlier?
Mike Black.
Mike Black, yeah, what I was looking to as well. But like sort of how he done it. It's doable and it gives people inspiration to do that.
Right, exactly.
So for people that are maybe listening to this or watching this, and they're interested maybe that working with you, with your social media agency, how would be the best way for them to contact you?
I have a website. Yeah. It's allrisemedia.card.co.
Let me jot that down because I'll put that on the show notes as well. All Rise Media.
Yeah. Allrisemedia.card with 2 R's.
On it.
Right. Of course.
So what is it your social media? What is it you do? Like you just help people promote their business over social media, basically.
Right. I give people an opportunity to be online. I give people an opportunity to you know, spread their story and their, I work with a lot of artists. So to spread their art across, you know, social media, and a lot of people, they have these galleries that they have locally, and that's cool. You know, you could definitely do that. You could definitely market that as well. But we also provide an e-commerce website for an art gallery that you can post online, you know, and people everywhere can buy it.
Yeah.
So I give artists an opportunity to show their gallery to the world.
Right. And, via the internet sort of thing, rather than
being right, the internet. That's a pretty diverse spectrum of people that can see your stuff. And what we're going to do is we're going to funnel down the people that are interested in your art, you know. And
so find perfect clients.
Right. Yeah. Find that perfect, you know, client for who you're trying to sell your stuff to. You know, who's interested in your stuff.
Interested, and then returning customers as well. Because a lot of times with art, if someone likes that certain piece of art, they'll collect it. This is
what you get. Yeah. Yeah, of course. And then you're gonna want to keep buying from that artist because you like it, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to get, you know.
When you say art as well, do you just do like physical paintings and pictures, or do you do music as well?
Because I do physical.
Only physical things, because a lot of people there's a lot of artists out there that want to get their music out. Like there's a lot of hip hop and stuff like that. So I think people have read the Will Smith book about how he did it. And have you read that book at all?
No, I haven't. I've seen
how Will Smith got into hip hop and things like that, and grime. It's brilliant. But I think a lot of people in the US do the same sort of thing. Or want the same sort of avenue. But we've got the internet now.
Yeah,
you can go worldwide straight away rather than your local community.
Exactly. I think eventually I'll be getting into other forms of art, but as of now, I'm going into what I know, and that's paintings and like prints and digital work and like even t-shirts with your work on it, you know.
Right. Yeah. Promotion wise.
Right. We want to find manufacturers for these people that we're providing an e-commerce website for. Right. They are already making their own paintings, right? But we want to find a manufacturer that can provide like t-shirts and other products that they can sell on their website to give them more of a diverse avenue,
not just the actual revenue. Painting, yeah,
right. So they're making more revenue from these other products as well.
Yeah,
you know. And we also definitely want to separate their gallery of their personal stuff from their other products. So we're going to have different sections on their web. We'll work with them to whatever they're comfortable with.
Yeah, to whatever they need to do, sort of thing.
Yeah. Offer.
So you'd be perfectionist, you think?
Yes, and I think that can mess a lot of people up, you know, because you could be building your business forever and not start. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to find a good artist who's willing to work with me. And they're going to know that I'm a start off. And because of that,
you need to be given a chance.
Yeah.
But
because of that, I'm going to be giving them a big discount right off the bat because of my services are brand new and I'm about to learn with you. So you're not going to get, you know, my expensive package for my expensive price. You're going to get my expensive package for a cheap price.
That's a good deal sort of thing, because then as well, because you're so new. Like you say, brand new, really, a big like 12 months sort of thing, be building your business, the foundations. They're built on foundations that are new, like with the new Facebook, the new Google. Everything's changed over the past 2 years, I think rapidly as well, how it's changed. Right. And you've learned this along the way. You've learned how it works now.
Right.
So maybe the older generations of people, like the companies that may be competitors against you, like I say a lot of Blockbusters. They didn't change to streaming online. They're not there anymore.
And I saw it firsthand how someone failed completely. My father, he had an art studio called Brass Monkey Studio. It was running, and he was able to sell art in Austin, Texas, and San Antonio, and go everywhere he needed to. Wow. And then he also posted up in Trader's Village, which is a flea market here in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And he was selling art pretty good, and then COVID kicked in, and business started going down, because what he was doing was he was hoping for people to come to him. Right. And people aren't going to go to you unless you're online. People aren't going to go to you unless your word is spread out there, you know.
And that's the thing. Right. Yeah.
And I was telling him
in their own house.
Right. I told him what to do. And he tried, but he's not a professional. He's in the older generation who doesn't really understand what is trending on social media and how to get your word out there. And what I've done is I've created a business that we study every 2 weeks, the trends on social media, because they update every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We have people who study this stuff so that we make sure that your business is out there and always on the feed. And
always the forefront sort of thing and always relevant. Yeah.
Exactly. What is relevant? Exactly. And he was posting stuff that looked like it was 90s like skateboard commercials, And
Is your dad still got that business or?
it actually went so downhill that it
Closed it down.
completely cut off. But what I did was I created an art studio called Balm Art Studio, and he's now the art director of that studio. So yeah,
So
so
with that, well, yeah, you found a new avenue for it.
yeah, exactly. So I'm building him up through there so that I could focus on also marketing him without losing money, because I'd be losing money if I had to start his business from like his own business from scratch. So, and then that art studio also helps with client work if we're going to be doing like those t-shirt stuff, like for the manufacturer. And we're doing it for like a smoke shop or someone who doesn't have artist skills or someone who doesn't even do graphic designs. Then we'll do the graphic work for them and put it on these products. Or if like an artist is more traditional, then we could just put their art onto a digital platform and then put it onto that product, and not alter it in any way unless they desire.
Right, that's okay. So you do quite a lot for a business, really. Then, if someone to contact you, it's not just we can promote you. It's a you can give them another stream of income in a way.
Right,
You can build the
exactly.
business up to be better than it originally was. Even if you,
Exactly.
yeah, even if you approach a successful company, you can say, "You haven't got this. What about?"
Right.
Yeah, you can give them a lot of options. So they're like you say, yeah, you've grown in a way. It just adapted to the new way of online.
Exactly. You have to find a way to stand out. You have to find a way for
Be
people to want
unique.
your services. Exactly. Exactly. To be unique in the
Yeah,
industry.
brilliant. And then the final question, have you broke your chains from your 9 to 5?
Well, I think you should do so safely, because if you just jump into it,
Cautiously, maybe.
yeah, if you just jump into it, you're not going to have the funds to run your business, so you want to either find a job that's going to have less hours, or you're going to want to find another source of income. There's all sorts of ways you can make money online. You could go on eBay, go to free items, and you could post them on Facebook Marketplace and call the people on eBay and tell them, "Hey, I'm going to sell this item. I'll give you $100 out of it, and I'm going to post it
Someone
on
else can
Facebook."
pick it up.
Yeah, and then call someone else to pick it up, and then say like, "Hey, I'll give you $50 to go deliver this." You know what I mean? And that's like the smallest way of making money. You're homeless. That's how you make some money.
That's
You know,
hustling.
exactly. And then there's other jobs online where you could just, do phone calls all day and do surveys and make like $10 an hour. Do whatever you got to do. Do DoorDash,
Everyone can
whatever you got to do
start
to hire
somewhere.
people.
I think there's a
Exactly.
lot
You
of
have
people
to
don't
start.
start online because they maybe see the guy with the yacht or the guy with the Ferrari and think, "Well, I want
Yeah.
that today." He didn't get that the same day. He maybe did for
Exactly.
10 years, and he built a business. He built a brand.
Yeah.
I'm like,
And I think the yacht took a lot more than 10 years, that
"Well,
took a
yeah, this
lot
is
of
the
dedication,
thing."
and you gotta really dedicate all that time and really be headstrong throughout it, because if not, then you're gonna drop off somewhere, so you really need to focus. And
Like I was saying again,
you gotta
failure is not an
John Wick
option.
it. You gotta be a man of pure dedication, like John Wick,
Definitely.
a
Brilliant.
man of
Well,
sheer
Gavin,
will.
thank you very much for coming on, and it's been inspiring listening to what your journey, and I wish you all the luck with your new digital business.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you, and I'm here to talk any other time you want to have me on.
Cool.
And yeah, I hope you have a wonderful life, and I hope everybody else out there stays headstrong throughout their journeys of starting a business.
Brilliant.